Talking today with Michael Kelsey, OCA Executive Vice President here at Beef Day at the Capitol. And Michael, what's going on today?
Oh, this is a great day for us. Beef Day at the Capitol, we're serving 600 ribeye steak sandwiches. The state steak, the new state steak, if you will, just to promote the beef industry. This is, Carson, this is just a lot of fun for us. It's an opportunity for us to promote the beef industry here at the state capitol. We've worked really hard all session long. The session's winding down, representing Oklahoma beef cattle producers, cattlemen and cattlewomen on different issues. It's an opportunity for us to say thank you for recognizing and working with the largest segment of the agriculture industry, beef cattle. It's an opportunity for us to highlight some of the different services. So Extension is here, the Diagnostic Lab is here, the cattle women are here, the Beef Council's here, Noble Research Institute is here. Again, just an opportunity to highlight some of the different things that are going on in our industry here in Oklahoma. So a lot of fun for us. We really enjoy this. Great opportunity for hats and boots to come to the Capitol. I tell you what, folks love it. We are told time and again, we love Beef Day. It's a great opportunity for us.
Well, that state steak ribeye, that is just one of several different bills that the beef industry here in Oklahoma was able to get through this year's session. Tell us about kind of a recap of what happened this year.
Yeah, we've had a really good session. We've probably played offense more this session than we've had in a long time. And so very positive in terms of some of the bills we've been able to pass. And as well as playing defense, such as against the watching, making sure our ag sales tax exemption stays intact, you know, some of those types of priorities. But from an offensive standpoint, we were able to pass a bill that protects the integrity of our label, specifically beef, from things like lab-grown meat, etc. So what that bill says is you can't call it beef unless it is harvested from a cow, in other words. So and it's broader than just beef. It affects other protein, poultry, swine, etc., and that's appropriate. But that we were really excited about that bill. There's an ag liability bill that went through earlier in the session. The Pork Council really led the charge on this, and so we were happy to work with them on this. But this protects the in terms of lawsuits, if an ag industry or an ag operation, a farm or ranch is sued by neighbors, there's a cap on the punitive damages. I've seen some across the country, some really devastating lawsuits that have just put people out of business. And so this was a really good progressive idea that we thought was really good, and we were happy to support and work with the Pork Council on that. There's a couple things we didn't get done that we sure would have liked to, but we're going to be working on those next year, and we're teed up to start that next year. Oh, one final thing I should mention. This is a big win for us, too. Senator Dossett carried a bill that removed the requirement for a DOT number. If a cattleman or woman is driving their own truck, farm tagged, their own trailer, pulling their own cattle, you no longer need a DOT number. So we thought that was a good thing from removing the regulatory burden that we may have on us. Now, if you're hauling commercially, that's another issue. But this is just a great thing for us in the state. Just again, if you're hauling your own cattle to the veterinarian or to the local livestock market, you shouldn't have to have a DOT number. And the legislature and the governor agreed with us on that. So a lot of positive action this session.
Great. We're still in the budget process right now of the session. Is there anything in particular you're watching there, or just kind of waiting the session out?
Yeah, it's typical this time of the year in terms of the legislative session is to wait on the budget. Right now, as most everybody sure is aware of, the kicker, if you will, the debating point is education. How much funding for, and then how much to set aside in terms of the rainy day fund or not to set aside, all those types of issues. That's what the big discussion point is. Regarding agriculture, we see some things in several of the budget proposals that are very positive. For instance, the House and the governor have proposed some dollars for an additional state veterinarian. We think that's really important, and we're very appreciative of that. So right now, you're right, it's kind of a sit and wait for mode for us. Most of agriculture secured. We would like to see some more funding for county extension, especially on the county level. I think that's a work in progress that we're going to have to continue to work on a daily basis, if you will, and make sure we can move forward in that sense. But here we are, into the session, typical waiting on the budget to kind of see what's going to shake out and then move forward from there.
Yeah. So coming on the heels of this session, and then we've got some weather markets developing out there. We've got some of these different trade negotiations maybe coming to a close, it looks like. What's the mood of the ship right now as far as what you've heard from producers here in the state?
You know, that's a really good question. And so coupled with what you mentioned, as well as we don't have a county in the state of Oklahoma that has any color on it regarding the drought monitor. That's the first time in a long, long time. In fact, probably if a lot of ranchers were honest, they'd probably say, you know, know, we'd like a little sunshine for a little while now and let that grass grow. But hey, what a great situation to be in terms of no drought. So from a forage standpoint, we're hearing a lot of optimism. So hopefully we'll get some drier weather so folks can get in and rebuild their hay supplies. One thing we heard over the winter was is the hay supplies were really depleted. The reserves were gone. We had some folks calling us saying, hey, I'd love to send hay up in Nebraska during the massive flood and snowstorm. They just didn't have any to send. And so hopefully we'll see some of their our folks are real optimistic about rebuilding that forage supply. Very optimistic about that. The cattle markets aren't near as where we'd like them to be. That's a function of a lot of different moving parts and pieces, obviously on the federal and the national and the international level. But at the same time, demand for our product remains strong, and we're going to continue to work hard to increase that. We do that every day. This is an example. Beef Day at the Capitol is just one small little tiny piece to try to help that. So I think most of our folks that we've talked to are very cautiously optimistic. They're excited about the summer, excited about the beef industry. We're seeing a lot of young folks come into the business, which is awesome. We just love to see that. They're doing it a different way than what Granddad did, if you will. But they're very creative. And so I think there's a lot of optimism. We raise the greatest tasting, best, most nutritious animal protein product in the world, and we're very proud of that. Very optimistic about it right now.
Sure. And just last question for you. You know, heading into the summer, you've got, I know the NCBA business meeting coming up. Sounds like you're going to have a lot of great things to report from Oklahoma. Any idea what they might be sending back home with you?
You know, that's a good question. And honestly, I don't at this time. You're right. We're excited about going to Denver for that business meeting. That's in the summertime with NCBA is when we really roll up our sleeves and really dig into policy. Dig into those objectives and those issues. So we're going to be talking trade. We're going to be talking animal identification, tax policy, all those very environmental policy, all those very important things. That's going to be right on the heels of our state convention, annual convention in the end of July. We're excited about coming through that. I'm really excited about, we're gearing up to have a report from our beef labeling task force. Our board at our last board meeting in early May created a task force to explore a voluntary Oklahoma beef label. And so we're going to be working on that up until that convention and then have a report. By no means am I suggesting that we'll be done at that time. I'm just saying we're going to have a nice, good report from there. But we're pulling into that task force. We're pulling in, obviously, cattle producers, feeders, cow-calf producers, registered producers, but we're also asking some restaurants, some grocery stores, some processors to work with us on that. To how do we create, can we create a voluntary Oklahoma beef label so that Oklahoma producers can have the opportunity, should they want to, and they can develop a market, do that. So I'm excited about having that process come through in our convention. We'll see where it goes.